It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day in your day. The Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone. It's the 7th of September, and God is good, is he not? I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, said David, in Psalms 122, verse 1. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife I dreamed of will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Let's pray. Eternal Father in heaven, loving Lord, we thank you for this time to be able to come together and to be able to open up your word. We thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. And now, as we go into this morning's broadcast, we ask that your spirit would teach us the things we need to know as you anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your spirit. And as always, Lord, we pray for wisdom and grace to be granted to us so we can draw close to you. For these things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about
Amen. The title of our message today is Four Square Prayer. Foursquare Prayer. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this day. Lord, you are majestic and wonderful and kind and loving, and we thank you for being such a great God. We ask for the Holy Spirit now to be with us, to guide us so that we might do your perfect will. In the precious name of Jesus and for the sake, Lord, of your kingdom and your glory, we pray. Amen. Foursquare Prayer. We're talking about prayer for the next few a day or two. We talked about, I think we kind of introduced the altar. We introduced prayer yesterday. We introduced the principles from the Lord's Prayer, how to pray. It says in Exodus chapter 30, if we're going through the sanctuary, thou shalt make an altar of burnt incense upon, of shittim wood shalt thou make it. Now remember, the shittim wood is most likely the wood that, hold on a second, let me just get this. Lighting, right? Okay. Shittim wood most likely was the wood used in the burning bush, okay? Shittim wood. And so you saw in that a infusing of divinity into humanity, a combination of divinity and humanity. Christ is a combination of divinity and humanity. So it's made of shittim wood to remind us that Christ in the burning bush was a symbol of humanity infused with divinity, divinity infused with humanity or covered by humanity. It's the opposite with us. He's divinity clothed with humanity. We're humanity partakers of divinity because of him, okay, and his great sacrifice. So that's shittim wood. And, of course, it says, thou shalt make an altar burnt offering of shittim wood. Thou make it, a cubit shall be the length, a cubit the breadth thereof, four square shall it be, and two cubits shall be the height thereof, the horns thereof shall be the same, and thou shalt overlay it with pure gold. So the gold is divinity, the humanity is the shittim wood, but it's a type of wood that can handle, supposedly, because of the burning bush, get the symbolism, the infusion of divinity with humanity. It says, thou shalt overlay with pure gold the top thereof and the sides thereof round about, and the horns thereof, and thou shalt make unto it a crown of gold round about. So that's all we're going to read right there. But it was four square, meaning that as it was square, it wasn't longer than it was wider. It was four square. We're going to talk about four square prayer. Now, there were several things that were four square, and I will tell you that when we get to New Jerusalem or even the earthly Jerusalem, that's where you get the understanding of four square. The city, both the earthly Jerusalem and the New Jerusalem, were four square. And it will mention to you three tribes on one side, three tribes on the other side, three tribes in the north, three tribes in the south, three tribes from the east of the city, three tribes on the west. So the four square represents the fact that God can save anybody. It's for all of his people. And brothers and sisters, I don't care who your mother was. I don't care who your father was. I don't care what your parents do, what they don't do. It doesn't matter whether you are red, yellow, black, and white, Republican, Democrat. It doesn't matter. God can save you. There's no one that God can't save. So that which is four square would represent the fact that it is available to everybody. Can we say amen? Everybody. Notice that you're going to learn in this message that the brazen altar, which represented the cross of Calvary, was four square. Why? Because it was for everybody. Amen. It is an offer to everybody. This altar of incense, which represents the cross, which represents prayer, it is available to everybody. Now, other things are available to everybody, too. It's just that God wants to emphasize so the devil can't have an opportunity to think, oh, God can't save me. That's why certain things were four square, okay? So the cross, the brazen altar representing the cross, Jesus died for everybody. Prayer is available to everybody. I don't care if you're on death row or if you have a penthouse in Dubai. It doesn't matter, brothers and sisters. Prayer is for everybody. the breastplate of judgment that the priest wore. Okay? There was a stone for each tribe. There was a Urim and the Thummim. Sometimes when they prayed, a light would go off on one side, which is affirmative, or the light would go off in a jewel on the breastplate of the priest on the other side to let him know that God did not approve of whatever they were praying about. If they had to identify a particular tribe in judgment, that tribe, that jewel that represented that tribe would light up on the priest's breastplate, brothers and sisters. And so it's a breastplate. It was called the breastplate of judgment. God will bring every work into judgment with every secret thing. All of us must stand before the bar of God. Brothers and sisters, what is your name written there, the song says. When the roll is called up yonder, will you be there? There's a little song. It's not very popular. I sang it in a cantata once with the little children's choir. But is your life in order for the coming of the king? Are you under his control in each and everything? Is he now your Lord and master and the one you worship and adore? Clear, compelling witness of the Savior do you give, living every moment like a Christian ought to live? Say, will you be ready for the coming of the Lord? Oh, my brothers and sisters, the breastplate. And, was the breastplate of judgment, you know, was there. And then also the New Jerusalem, which is in heaven. Heaven is for everybody, brothers and sisters. Jesus died to save everybody. Everybody won't be saved because they listen and believe the lies of the devil. But heaven is for everybody. So the cross is for everybody. That's four square. The altar of incense was for everybody. It's four square. Heaven, which is New Jerusalem, is for everybody. It's four square. And therefore, God's got to bring every work into judgment to see who's going to get there. And that's four square. Everybody has to answer, friends. You won't be able to say, well, Shalom Fleming didn't treat you right, because God is who you have to answer to. You won't be able to say that Torso Ministry let you down, and that's why you're not saved. No, 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 because God is the one who woke you up every morning, and God wakes you up every morning, and God is the one who carries you on your way, and God is the one who died on Calvary's cross for you, my friend. And so, yes, we are still to represent God, because people do look at God's people and they judge God by his people. But God is trying to tell you that you judge him by the cross. Judge him by his perfect life that he lives on this earth, friends. Judge him by what he's doing as our loving mediator in heaven above, okay? God is good. Prayer is for everyone. All right, let's move on. Let's read some of these scriptures. Ezekiel 48, we're reading verses 29 to 35. This is just proof text to show you that this one is going to show you that the earthly Jerusalem was four square, and it gives the names of the tribes. Listen to this. This is the land which ye shall divide by lot unto the tribes of Israel for inheritance, and these are their portions, saith the Lord God. And these are the goings out of the city on the north side, 4,500 measures, that's the size. And the gates of the city shall be after the names of the tribes of Israel, 3 gates northward, 1 gate of Reuben, 1 gate of Judah, 1 gate of Levi. And at the east side, here's the same measurement, 4,500, 3 gates, and 1 gate of Joseph, 1 gate of Benjamin, and 1 gate of Dan. And at the south side, 4,500 measures, same measurement, and 3 gates, 1 gate of Simeon, 1 gate of Issachar, and 1 gate of Zebulun. And at the west side, 4,500, same measurement, with their 3 gates, 1 gate of Gad, 1 gate of Asher, and 1 gate of Naphtali. It was round about 18,000 measures, and the name of the city from that day shall be, the Lord is there. Amen. So let's talk about the brazen altar, proof scripture, Exodus chapter 27, 1 and 2. That was representing the cross. Oh, my brothers and sisters, at the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. If you're not happy, you haven't surrendered to Jesus at the cross, my friends. You can be a professed Christian, but have you made a full surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ? You don't want his death to be in vain for you, my friends. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it shall never lose its power. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? Did he devote that sacred head for such a one as I? It's just so many beautiful songs, so many beautiful scriptures regarding the cross of Calvary, brothers and sisters, and the blood that was spilled. Listen to this. And thou shalt make an altar of shittim wood, 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad. The altar shall be 4 square, and the height thereof shall be 3 cubits. And thou shalt make the horns of it upon the 4 corners thereof. His horn shall be of the same, and thou shalt overlay it with brass. Now, interesting, the cross, which is represented by the brazen altar, the altar of brass outside, that was overlaid with brass, because brass, brothers and sisters, was what they used for warfare. It was used in sacrifice, okay? Christ gave the ultimate sacrifice. So in some of the furniture, he's represented as gold, and some of them, the shittim wood is overlaid with brass. Christ came down to die for us, friends. He came down to take sin upon himself, and that's your sin and mine. The breastplate of judgment, Exodus 28, 15 and 16, and thou shalt make the breastplate of judgment with cunning work after the work of the ephod shalt thou make of it, of gold, of blue, and of purple, and of scarlet, and of fine twine linen thou shalt make it. 4 square, it shall be doubled, a span shall be the length thereof, and a span shall be the breadth of it. Friends, God is going to call every name. And the question is, have you given your heart to God? You know, every day, just surrender your heart to him and ask him to show you what you need to change in your life, and ask him to live in you and be a blessing in you and help you to be able to help humanity and enjoy the blessings of communion with him. Finally, New Jerusalem was 4 square. And the wall of the city, Revelation 21, 14 through 16, and the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city, and the gates thereof, and the wall thereof, and the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. So in the New Jerusalem, it's not just 4 square. It is 4 square cubed, you might say. It's cubic because the height was as all equal as the breadth and the length and the width, okay? And so that's beautiful, friends. 4 square prayer, the altar of incense reminds us that everybody can pray. That's one thing everybody can do, and God will hear your prayer. He will hear your prayer if you're in a crack house, if you want to get out of that crack house, you see. And he won't hear your prayer if you're preaching from the pulpit, but you don't want to have a better life, okay? The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians, it says, but if there first be a willing mind, it is accepted. So if we are willing, God will be there for us. The Bible tells us that God cannot hear our prayer if we regard iniquity in our heart. Psalms 66, 18. If thou regard iniquity in thy heart, God cannot hear thee. You say, oh, I'm messed up because I'm a drug addict. I'm smoking. I'm drinking or whatever. That's not what keeps God from hearing you, brothers and sisters. It said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, that means regard is a word that expresses priority. That's why in the Bible, in the book of Genesis, Pharaoh told Jacob's family, regard not your stuff, for the whole land of Egypt is before you. Don't prize your stuff as something of great value, because I'm going to give you access to all of Egypt, he was basically saying. So you can be in a crack house and want to be free, and God will hear your prayer. Or you can be a conference official, a pastor, and not want to be free from the vices and just enjoying deceiving the people, and your prayers will go. Your elaborate prayers might not go any higher than the ceiling, you see. So God is very merciful. It's not about your position, your money, your station in life. It is about, all about, the grace of God and his love for you, my friends. And so God wants to save each one. So let's pray. Four square prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you very much for Four Square Prayer, letting us know that you are here to hear our prayers, to hear everybody's prayer, that you want us to just have a willing mind to really want to serve you. So we thank you for that. We give you glory and honor for providing this wonderful provision called prayer. We ask, Lord, that you bless us and that you keep us and cause your face to shine upon us, that we might be witnesses, that your perfect will might be done. We give you praise, glory, and honor for your kingdom, Lord, is to come, and your will is to be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you very much in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, we will be back to talk about enlarged prostate as we move forward. We'll have an intermission with our torso song at this time.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and
just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. Your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, there is a gland in a man called a prostate gland. It is the size of a walnut, shaped like a donut, because it has a hole in the middle. And in that middle hole, there goes through the urethra. The urethra comes off the bladder, and so urine from the bladder flows down through the urethra, out through the penis, and out of the body. And so if that prostate enlarges, you won't notice anything if it enlarges outward. But when it enlarges inward, it starts squeezing on that urethra, you can have some problems, gentlemen. It generally happens as we get older, you know, above 40, 50, in our 50s, 60s, and beyond. But I'm here to tell you, friends, that you don't have to have an enlarged prostate, okay? So being on this Thursday, we want to talk to you about this particular blessing that you have. So the prostate gland, what does the prostate do? Well, the prostate, without it, there would be nobody born, because the seminal fluid that is in semen the prostate gland produces the alkaline coating substance that allows the sperm to have a nice environment, protected environment against the acidic environment of a woman's womb, so that the sperm can continue to survive up to the fallopian tubes and be able to penetrate the egg. So there would not be any conception without the help of the prostate gland. So it produces an alkaline substance that helps that with that. The prostate gland is the highest reservoir of zinc in a man's body. So, gentlemen, we need to be eating plenty of pumpkin seeds, and we don't need to overwork that prostate, if you know what I mean. That means that we should be temperate in all things and not be intemperate in our marriage relationships. All right. Want to share a couple things with you, and there's links in the comments. I gave you a link for the Prostate Refresher from Torso Ministry. I'm showing it to you. The Prostate Refresher, it's an herbal extract, friends. It has saw palmetto in it, pygium, nettle, and it's just a very good herbal formula just to help shrink and enlarge prostate. An enlarged prostate also is due to hormone imbalance, generally speaking. We end up with too much estrogen, especially if we're eating animal products. And then if we have a lot of stress and we're not doing well in our health, you can have internal stress, even if you don't feel emotional stress, and it will still cause problems with your body. So when you have any type of stress, whether it's emotional stress or just, you know, you're eating all the wrong foods and so digestion's all messed up and your body's just stressed out on the inside, it still produces a stress response. And that stress response causes the hormone cortisol not to turn into progesterone, and progesterone helps balance out estrogen. And so, my friends, you end up with this high potency dihydrotestosterone. Okay, that's what happens. You end up with dihydrotestosterone, and that is like much, much more potent than regular testosterone, and that's what leads to the excessive activity in the prostate gland, which can cause it to grow. You're at much more of a risk of getting prostate cancer if you have an enlarged prostate, but prostate enlargement is not prostate cancer. So we also recommend this herbal extract. It's the Hormone Balance herbal extract from Torso Ministry as well. So there's links there. And you'll notice in the top of every page at we still have the sale going on where you can get 20% off. That takes $5 off of every herbal extract, okay? So it'll be $20 to your door. That includes shipping. $20 to your door if you put that coupon code in there, and it's on the top of every page, Torso 20, okay? So that's what you need to do. Now, what do you need to do, just generally speaking? Go on a juice fast. Do more green drinks. Do 7 to 10 days of juice fasting. Take herbs such as saw palmetto and nettle and other things that are in the Torso Simplicity of Eden, I should say, herbal extracts, okay? And again, you'll see them in the comments. You want to take herbs. You want to not drink as much carrot juice. That's why I say more green drinks, okay? You want to make sure you get plenty of exercise. You want to make sure that you're drinking plenty of water. Follow the live-free lifestyle, in other words. And friends, you'll start seeing that prostate come down, okay? Just want to tell you about that. Make sure your hormones are balanced. Get off of animal products, dairy products included, and, of course, the flesh of dead animals, and you will see the blessing in health that will reward your faithfulness. So that's our topic for today. We want to, and on a practical level, eat lots of raw pumpkin seeds, the little green raw pumpkin seeds. There's lots of zinc there. Because in every ejaculation, we lose a large amount of zinc. So you want to replenish that zinc. It's good for your immune system. See, when the zinc reservoirs go low, that's when enlarged prostates can turn into prostate cancer because zinc is an immune protector. All right. That's our topic for today. We're going to go to the phone line at this time. And just press *6. Let's do a roll call. We'll start with Facebook. We would have a good morning from Brother Peyton. We've got Virginia represented, South Carolina represented. We've got a good morning from Sister Vicky in Georgia. We've got our dear brother, good morning from Kenya, the country of Kenya in Africa there. And we also have Virginia again on the line, and a good morning from Sister Gloria. All right, then we've got Sister Leilani on the line. We'll go ahead and take her after I do roll call. We have Ohio again. We have Alabama. We have Pennsylvania. We have Maryland. We have Delaware again. We have Michigan. We have Iowa and Georgia. We're going to hear from Sister Leilani at this time. Good morning, Sister Leilani. Let me get you going here. Good morning, Sister Leilani.
Good morning. I just wanted to let you know that I have got my airplane ticket. I texted you my flight schedule. And also, I wondered, you said you were going to take the deposit out, but I haven't noticed that has come through my bank yet.
Okay. We're going to do that today.
Well, I can just send you next week the entire thing.
Okay. I tell you what, I'm going to call you. This morning's a good time to call you?
Yes.
Okay. I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Definitely.
And I really enjoy your programs. I haven't been able to get up early enough to get on the line, but I have listened to the playback.
Amen. Well, we praise God for you, and we have at least one other dear sister in Alabama that get up at 5 o'clock in the morning for you all to listen. So to God be the glory. You know, you all inspired me. I was last weekend, I was in the Illinois, Missouri area. And so I actually had to get up at 5 o'clock that last Sabbath morning and have worship. And, you know, the devil said, oh, you can cancel. I said, no. There's Sister Kevin and Sister Leilani, and they get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So it was just a little different, you know, for us because, you know, we're used to doing 6 Eastern. But we thank you for your sacrifice, dear sister.
No sacrifice. It's a blessing.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, we'll hear from me later today, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, is there anyone else that has a comment or question? Please feel free. We've got also a good morning from Salita, so from Virginia. We thank you for joining us today. We've got plenty of time if there is comments. It is 6:38. Not that we have to go to the top of the hour, but we leave that available if we need to. So friends, definitely. And those of you who have other ailments, there are many different things. Go shop at the Torso site, torso.org. And while I'm on the phone with you, we'll take Sister Lenny in just a moment. Those of you who are students in the virtual class, okay, students in the virtual class, you're going to receive an email. It should be today. But you're going to need to, I really need you all to, we want everybody to sign into a student portal. And so you'll be given a username. And if we give you a password, you can go in and change the password. So you'll have your own private password. That way you'll be able to go in and take care of whatever you need to take care of, listening to former lessons. And also, we're hoping, this is not firm, etched in stone. We know the technology is there, just we have to make it work first. Hopefully, the goal is you'll be able to go to that student portal and also get your live lesson on Sunday. We're not doing anything this Sunday, so we have time for catch up. So just want to let you all know what is in store. Okay, we're going to take Sister Lenny at this time. Good morning, Sister Lenny.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Wanted to thank everybody for praying. My niece that was missing has been located.
Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Thank you.
God is good. Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. We do need to thank God, friends, when we have an answered prayer. God is merciful. God is merciful. So God is wonderful. We praise God for that. We have some friends that have been jailed wrongfully, and we can confirm that. We know them personally. And, you know, a lot of times when you do certain things and you have children, the interpretation of what you might do, I know of people, they used to think that if you were vegan, you were starving your children. So we have some friends that are in jail. They've been in jail for several months, and we've been helping them. Want to mention, if you would like to help, they have things like storage, and there's little bills of that nature that they need help with, and our ministry has been trying to help them. If you'd like to give a special donation to help out with that, please feel free to do so. And also, there is a clinic in Kenya that we're going to be supporting that is doing medical missionary work. They need equipment, and I think Brother Brian is over there. He's one of the nurses over there. He listens to us every morning. They need equipment. And brothers and sisters, it doesn't take as much American money to do a great work over there in Kenya. So if you have $20 extra, $30 or whatever, $100, you know, whatever you want to do, just let us know. So those are two things that the family, they're in New York, a family in New York. We've been trying to help them with some of their challenges, expenses. They had things in storage, and, you know, these storage bills come every month. And we keep in touch with them. We keep, they can call anytime, and that costs money because you have to keep, you know, a certain amount of money on an account, so to speak. And then we also help them. They can get a little bit better food if you can, if we put money on their commissary account, they can get granola bars and some other things that might be a little more healthy than the regular prison food. So if you'd like to help with either of those or both of those, just let us know. God bless you. We don't have anyone else in the queue at this time, so we'll go ahead and close out with prayer.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this. Can you hear me?
Yes, babe. I was just about to say my wife is going to lead us, so go ahead.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to be able to have this worship, be able to open up your word, and be able to allow your spirit to teach us. Father, we ask and do pray that you will help us to continue to grow in grace and wisdom as we draw close to you. And we ask, Lord, that you will help us in all that we can do individually by meditating upon your word and allowing your spirit to always lead, guide, direct, and instruct us. We pray for those that are in need. We know that there are medical missionary work that's needing to go forth throughout this world, and we pray for the efforts that you have set forth for Brother Brian to be able to do and his work in that mission field in Africa, Lord. We pray that you will prosper it and help it, Lord, to be able to grow. And we pray that the finances will be made available so that the work can get underway. We pray, Lord, for those that are wrongfully in jail, that you will show favor and may their trial dates, may the victory be yours in the end, Lord, and may they be free so that they can take care of the things that need to be taken care of. No longer held back, restricted, or burdened, but free. And we thank you, Lord, because we know that you will do just that. We thank you for answering the petition for Sister Lenny. I believe she's at her niece. And we just pray, Lord, that you continue to bless that family and be with everyone and just work everything always out in accordance with your perfect will. Please answer all of our petitions that are silent, for there are many, and we keep those intimately between ourselves and you. And we just ask that you will keep helping us to keep our faith in you and our trust, and knowing that it's always your timing, which is always perfect. And may we remember that as we wait for you. Let us never move before you, but always with you, trusting and believing that our God will hear and answer our prayers. All of these things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die.
Thank you.